It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
Summer's Hottest, RX 93.1. Ariana Grande featuring Mac Miller. Do I hear a little bit of a lot of Mariah Carey in there? Yes,
definitely.
We do. Sounding a lot like the Mariah of the late 90s.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, fresh from the American Idol finale.
Finale.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like who won?
Wait, who won? I'm sorry, I don't know who won.
Candace.
Yeah, she really is.
Oh, really?
She is.
She's really the best.
She's not a...
She's your bet.
Well, I love Cree.
Because I heard a lot of fans of...
Of both sides? Cree.
Yeah, of Cree. Yeah. Well, I guess... I suppose you'll be more vocal if it's your Manok who didn't win.
Right.
So, I suppose, yeah. But yeah, a lot of fans, you know, chimed in on Twitter as to who they preferred.
Okay, well, the top three were the top four.
Yeah.
Were unbelievable. Like, no other season.
Yeah.
And all girls, all the great
like
girls.
Like, sheer talent.
Sheer talent, and they could all be winners in their own season had they not joined the same season.
Mm-hmm.
Candace, I think, was really a cut above the rest. But just because I think Cree, we've already had Carrie Underwood.
Exactly.
But don't get me wrong, I'm a huge fan.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of looks like Casey Concepcion.
And it's nice how it's like two genres again.
Two genres,
You know, it's not like both R&B or
But they
country.
Knew who was going to win.
Yeah.
Because she was always number one.
Oh.
Candace, and you have to hear her because... When she sings and she delivers a great performance, it's not like the mentors are saying, good job.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I'm honored to have heard you sing this song.
And it's nice because the way I get it from the tweets.
Yeah?
It's a season that, you know, like looks didn't play a big part in it.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of the times, the one who wins is because they're crush ng bayan.
Yeah, Catherine McPhee, for example.
Yeah.
Of course, not taking away from the talent.
Of course. But, you know, like how it's the throngs of... fans who just love them so much. Not necessarily because of the voice.
Yeah.
But more of
the
because
whole
of
package,
the appeal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Cree is, she can sing. But so can Candace. And I think with Candace, it's as if she shouldn't have joined.
Yeah.
She should have been a star right away. But what's inspiring about her story is she had auditioned before.
Yeah.
And she didn't make it.
And that's the thing about it. A lot of legends bowing out. You know, the way Randy Jackson is, that's it. You
mm-hmm.
won't see him next season. He himself announced it. And of course, David Beckham retired already.
Retired.
Yesterday.
Joey Mead
had
Joey
her
Mead
last
retiring.
Walk. So, you know, a lot of turnovers happening.
Oh, I was just going to say that with Candace, though, she didn't win when she first, she didn't make it even.
Oh,
she didn't make
like,
it.
Who's the other one?
Was the other one who tried from one season.
Remember, a guy.
Yeah, but she didn't make it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I think 1 year later or 2 years later, she said she didn't get in because she didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden when she appeared for her audition, you just knew.
She was ready.
And she's it's not arrogance when she says she's going to win this.
And that whoever it is that we were talking about, this guy, they showed the clip. And Randy said, come back. You're just not ready now.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, he called it right.
Yeah, I called it right.
Diba? So that's really nice.
All right. Well,
all right.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. And today we've got a top 10 suggested by Alan Ruiz. The dad of all these karate champions.
I know. He was just tweeting us
about a
video.
Yeah.
I'll have to check it out.
Well, we've got the top 10 fantasy apps.
If you could invent your own.
If you could invent. Meron siyang binigay na example.
Okay.
Yung pipicturean mo lang yung, i-upload mo lang yung picture ng boylet mo.
Uh-huh.
Tapos sasabihin na nung app kung magkanong load ang dapat mong ibigay.
Alan!
Right? Yung just how much load before he quote-unquote loves you.
Oh,
yeah.
Great. Kumaga or even a girl.
Hindi, pero ang galing. You don't have to...
You
don't have to spend more than
or time
needed,
guessing.
Diba?
No more guesswork.
So obviously it doesn't have to be possible.
No.
You know, just come up with a really nice... Because like I discovered an app. I don't know how it works yet. But it's an app that if you're using the same Wi-Fi,
uh-huh.
you can get data from your computer to your phone.
Mm.
Because you know, usually, diba, ipa-plug mo pa yung phone mo.
Right.
Throwback pic.
Yeah.
Tapos you have a picture
you can access
in your
you can access your ano your
computer, your desktop kunyari.
Right.
Diba, hindi mo na i-plug. You can access your information. I was like, wow,
you just have to sync
so
it or something.
Oh yeah, maybe. Yeah, I have, cuz I haven't tried it yet.
Oh, okay.
But you know, but those are real apps. But let's talk about your fantasy apps.
Okay.
Okay, what can it do? Obviously, it doesn't have to be anchored in reality.
You can make it up, but it can be real too.
Oh yeah, it can be. Yeah,
because something that
maybe
been...
just not technologically possible yet, but yeah. possible eventually. All right. So the top 10 fantasy apps. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Fantasy Apps with an S.
Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready.
React, greet, be heard. Facebook.com/RX931.
Check it out.
Hello, good morning, guys. Welcome to the first news update of this week. It's the tail end of May. Can
yes,
you believe
it is.
It?
Unbelievable.
Summer is almost over. Well, we hope you had fun already.
Well, weather-wise, I think it's it is over. You know, it's been raining.
Well, you know, when I got to Palawan over the weekend, on Friday, yeah. it was cloudy.
Really?
But the good thing was, Saturday, Sunday, the sun came out and it just felt like a true blue, bona fide summer day.
But, you know, that's the beauty of Palawan. Yeah. Of all the places in yeah. the Philippines, it's the most...
safe from...
isolated from like
from
bad
storms.
Weather.
Yeah,
kaya,
well,
kaya if you go to Palawan and bumabagyo, ang malas-malas mo na. Because it's really like a
well,
a very
because it's
nicely,
on the west side.
Yeah. Very so, well situated.
Unlike the opposite side, the eastern side, some are the most battered and, you know...
It's one of the least visited by
yeah,
storms.
Yeah, by storms.
Yeah.
All right, this is Del... with the first news update, and I heard about this.
Have you seen this? Oh,
the
my
James
gosh.
Herald updated me on
oh, really?
Twitter when I got back. Yeah,
yeah, I was thinking if that you were the first person I thought of. I was like, if she were in Manila already, she would so have seen this.
Yeah,
because it came out on the bus.
I know, yeah. but okay. So here's
anyway,
the news.
But yeah, later editorial later.
Less than a month after their civil wedding in Las Vegas on April 3, Ai de las Alas and businessman Jed Salang have split up. In an exclusive interview on The Buzz on Sunday, May 19, a devastated Ai cried and told manager and host Boy Abunda that she ended her short-lived marriage on May 2. Wow, that's less than a month.
Yeah.
The root of the problem started even before they tied the knot, she said. She recalled, quote, May isa siyang friend dati, siguro naawan siya sa akin. Nakonsensya siya at sinabing may balak si Jed, napapatulan lang ako ni Jed, and later on, pag nagawa na niya yung bagay na yon, iiwan niya ako at kakasamahin niya ay iba. Unquote. According to Ai, that other person is Jed's ex. She added that she was able to confirm what she had been feeling from the very beginning, but was afraid to face it because it was too painful. The final straw came on May 2, the day when Jed, according to Ai, wanted to celebrate their first monthsary in a casino, and she refused. Quote, ayoko mag-casino siya kasi hindi healthy sa kanya at hindi maganda para sa akin na nakikita ako sa casino. She told Jed that she would rather stay home or go to any hotel except one where there is a casino. That's when Jed got angry and their fight became physical, and that's when she decided to call it quits.
Yeah, if you catch it, it's really heartbreaking.
They say it's heartbreaking.
She's really, and the cry was, you know how like there's a showbiz cry and there's a like a cry. And she was really in tears. And
really?
They had to fade out and then fade in that she's okay already. Because it was really like, yeah. It's on YouTube if you want to catch it.
Oh, I want to catch it. I want to see.
About a month.
And it's harder, I think, to see people who make you laugh
yeah.
cry. Mm-hmm. Because then it's like, ooh.
There are even videos of, because she guested in Vice Ganda's concert.
Yeah.
And she was, they were on stage with Paula Avellino. And, you know, like, so niloloko niya si Vice na parang bigay mo yung number ko. So si Vice was already teasing her. Mm. And he was like, So anong introduce ko sa'yo? The Newlywed? And then she starts hugging him, goes, ikaw talaga, pumayag na nga ako. Kahit may pinagdadaanan ako, nag-guest ako. Umalis ka na. Wow, parang wag na natin pag-usapan yun. So there was already like a, I guess with her close friends, they already knew the story.
Knew,
right. When it was first tweeted by Pep Alerts, pep.ph, she tweeted actually on Instagram saying, regarding the Pep Alerts tweet, I'll speak when I'm ready. So obviously there was already something going on. And then I guess she chose the buzz to reveal. She's with the boy, right?
Is she? Okay, yeah, she's being handled.
So I guess she didn't want to preempt whatever statement she would make.
You know what they say about comedians? They're always the most tortured soul.
That is true.
So well, we obviously know that Dell isn't very tortured at all.
But it's really, you have, if you watch it, it's really like kawawa talaga yung talaga.
Well, remember her first ever boyfriend before she made it really big?
Yeah.
Same thing happened.
Same thing.
You know, I think at one point it was so bad that her life was in danger.
I don't know if I remember it right.
Something about a building?
About the at the edge.
Like at the edge of a building.
Baka it's her type then.
But they became good friends,
really?
I mean, I think that's afterwards, but they're okay now.
Is he the father of her children?
I'm not sure.
We're not
Because you know how certain people will always attract a certain type of people, also, and they always look for somebody, na parang of a certain mold.
Well, yeah.
Well, but her life is really quite something.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you know that she used to be a sales lady for Cinderella?
Really?
Yeah.
I always thought she started na talaga with like comedy.
No, that's
comedy bars, diba, with Alan Kay.
Yeah. Oh, but please correct me if I'm wrong, but when I heard her story, it was she used to be a sales lady at Cinderella.
It's sad lang talaga that, well, obviously it's sad regardless of who it happens to.
Yeah.
It's just that when it happens to somebody who makes you laugh, it's just so ironic.
No, and a couple of weeks before they got married, she had already gone on the buzz to say that, okay, without saying anything, she just said she was afraid of the relationship and she couldn't believe that she had gotten so lucky.
Yeah.
And then, so they were having problems because she had so many doubts. And then she came to say, you know, I'll just trust that it's here.
Yeah.
He's here in front of me, loving me, etc. So I'm just going to be, for the first time in my life, be brave to trust someone that they really love me for who I am.
And then they let you down.
And then they do this. It's, allegedly.
Love is
allegedly.
Cruel.
Yeah, sometimes.
So,
well, I wouldn't say that that's love.
Those were the two like local news that were.
What's
big
the other
yesterday?
One?
That Bella Flores passed away.
Yeah, she passed away already.
What was that?
Yeah.
I saw pictures.
Yeah, that's why people were posting pictures of Bella Flores.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So an icon of
an
Philippine
icon,
cinema
definitely
passed away yesterday as well.
That's the news. The first one today here on the show. On a Monday, you've got all three of us together taking you all the way until 10. C, D, and G. Right here on Summer's Hottest RX 93.1. Hey, can we be FBFs? You mean BFFs, right? Oh, I mean FBFs, like Facebook friends. Oh.
Shout it!
Feeling left out? Don't be. Facebook.com/RX931.
Hottest on radio.
Hottest on Facebook.
Facebook.com/RX931.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to Ellen Ruiz for suggesting this. We are looking for the top 10 fantasy apps. So again, it doesn't have to be realistic. It doesn't have to be possible. But who knows? What used to be impossible before, diba? Parang possible na ngayon.
I mean, do you remember thinking that we would have like small TVs?
Right.
When we were young, like Chico and I, not you.
But even when I was young, the TVs were so huge.
Huge, right. Yeah. And then who would have thought that we could watch things on our little cell phones?
Yeah.
So here
actually,
it is.
The whole cell phone technology has been insane.
Insane.
Yeah.
Insane. And you know what? When I was traveling over the weekend, I realized that people got more brave traveling because of the internet for so many things.
Yeah, because you can just Google everything.
Google everything and
GPS maps.
GPS maps.
Did you see the new TV? Para nasang yung sa Minority Report. Yung you just wave your hand. and then it,
yeah, the but so many phones have that
air
like
gesture, or they call
gesture.
the
no touch,
no
whatever.
Touch, yeah, yeah, the no touch.
For the TV, I saw the commercial,
and they actually have the. There's a desktop computer now. I think it's by Windows, mm-hmm. where it's a literal desk.
Oh, nice!
It's like in you know that.
Oh wow!
I'm trying to remember which movie it's from. I don't think it's Minority Report, but it's similar to that, where you just, you know, drag from different parts of the desk, and then you put. Kunwari, like you have a USB.
Yeah.
You put it on top of that desk, and then it'll read it.
It
you don't have
to sock it.
Yeah.
Wow. It makes it 3D. Like
well, not naman 3D, pero.
Parang Robert Downey Jr.
Hindi naman. Ano lang, parang like you just put it on the desk and then it'll read. You don't have to like insert it anywhere.
Wow.
Diba?
Wow.
So imagine like...
Like yung the one you were saying, na he was, Gina Boy was looking the other day for, it's a charger. Now you just put it on top. You just put your gadget
on. Oh, but that's old.
Yeah.
That's old na yun.
Yeah,
the first time I've heard of it.
No, Ellen. Ellen was giving that away.
Why haven't...
Parang induction charger.
Yeah. Why isn't it like more popular now? Parang nakapatong na lang lahat.
Tsaka diba lahat ng Apple...
Yeah.
It charges it like
it charges
iPod.
It. iPad, wow. iPhone.
Yeah.
I would love
I remember
that.
Ellen was giving that away two or 3 years ago.
Oh, she gives away cars
but
too.
But parang hindi siya as popular. It should be.
I think it's hard to find lang.
Ah, talaga.
Yeah. And then, but okay. When was this? Siguro like, and it's amazing how quickly technology is developing.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Parang maybe because they unlocked something. Mm. Na parang it's like, it's so easy to unlock to the next step.
Yeah.
Because imagine before the LCD TVs, it was the huge CRTs that, you know, you get like a 40-inch TV and it'd take up like, you remember the old 40-inch TVs na parang you'd need like four people to bring it
kasi
ang bigat-bigat.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But now you have LEDs that are like almost paper thin. It's crazy.
And also the merging of TV and the internet. That's bound to be a pivotal point in technology.
But they say that the TVs though na the one na very big yung likod.
Yeah.
They say it's easier to repair.
Really?
That's what they say. Well, I don't know if it's true though. La parang the super thin TVs na parang pag nasira, papalitan mo na.
Baka kasi it's everything is micro.
Yun, yung parang not like before, parang pag nasira, you bring it to the shop, they fix it and it's good again.
Cuz remember
that's what they said.
You remember our TV that we bought like mm-hmm. I don't know when that was, 2000?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a big Sony with a big back.
Yeah.
It still is
that's
the
what,
better TV,
that's what
honestly.
They were saying.
Mm. It really
tapos
is.
If you see though like the new TVs na magkakaroon ng mga linya in the middle, you have to replace it na.
Mm. Yung, wait, better TV?
Well, because of the sound and also the how it looks.
The clarity.
No. Some,
yeah.
Impossible.
Yeah. Well, the one we had, because I have one, two, I have three of the new thin ones.
Yeah.
And whenever I go to my old house and then I sit on the couch and...
Baka naman you just find comfort in it. Kasi... Okay, when it's full HD, for sure it's a better display.
No, not HD. We're not talking HD. We're talking just...
A normal
TV
and whatever.
Like, also the rendering of the picture. Don't include HD because HD is insane.
Maybe it's the same like, di ba yung they say vinyl. The quality is really still different from, let's say, a CD.
Yeah, when you hear a vinyl
a digital,
track, it's still better than...
Maybe
know,
it's that.
Digital, maybe.
Maybe it's that.
Maybe.
So, the fantasy apps. Let's give them some examples. From Mashed Plutonium. A fart finder. Kunyari grupo kayo tas merong mabantot. It will say who actually farted. Para you don't have to blame each other.
It's like in the pool.
Na hindi ako. Parang
okay. Sa pool, diba, it's supposed to turn blue.
Diba? Like let's
do
launch
really
the
have
fart
that?
Finder.
They say no, that's not real.
Yung magbo-blue daw pag umihi ka sa pool.
Ah, no. But maybe I think it might be possible that
because
there's a chemical,
with a chemical yeah.
that identifies the ammonia.
Nah, it will react with the ammonia.
Yeah.
It might be
possible.
Sorry, can I just squeeze this in from Maui, Kuya Maui and Anthony Kalingo? Ghost Protocol, yung nasa desk lang.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. So from Mission Impossible, he always has the futuristic gadgets. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sino?
Si Tom Cruise.
The new one, the space thing.
What's that? What's that? Another that sci-fi movie?
It's weird because I watched it. And
I know, me too. Oblivion. There you go.
And Mateo says, isascan mo lang yung fingerprint ng lalaki, then it would say if he's by Becky or Pepper.
if there's some sort of doubt.
Parang a gay identifier.
Or baka ano? Baka in the future, like. If
actually,
malakas yung magnet.
Did you see magnet?
Well, no, that too.
what if they discover that it's in the DNA?
Yeah.
And it's a lot like Gattaca. Remember that scene where you just get a strand of their hair and they go like, "Oh, here, check me."
Yeah.
Just to see if you're a viable date candidate.
If they're able to identify homosexuality as part of the DNA, that will be the end of a lot of things.
A lot of debates.
A lot of debates.
Because right now the big debate is that you have a choice.
Yeah.
You're just choosing to quote unquote sin.
Yeah. Yeah, and people have this notion of parang if you hang out a lot with gay people, you'll become gay or whatever.
Yeah. And Kuya Maui says, "Tuli finder."
What?
That you can identify if a guy is tuli now or not.
What would it matter?
Well, for some people, remember supposedly Barbara Streisand split up with Don Johnson because he was uncircumcised.
Oh.
And she's Jewish.
Oh, she's Jewish, yeah.
Suppose those were the rumors. But obviously, you know, those are just hearsay.
Yeah.
And also, Mash Plutonium says, Jejudik. Parang Jeje Dictionary. Kunyari hindi mo ma-identify.
Feeling ko gusto ni Chico yun.
Ako rin. I have a feeling.
Isa-scan mo lang sa kunyari sa
downloaded niya yan.
So kunyari i-copy-paste mo sa phone when somebody texts you.
It'll Jejify your ano.
It will translate. Pero meron na nun eh.
Thanks to Jeje.
Pero kasi ang hirap naman talaga.
No, but you know the one that there's the app.
On the internet. Yeah, it's on the internet website.
Pero the one way lang, like you give your regular statement,
and then it will judgeify it.
Oh, but then sometimes you get a text from judge people, and you don't want to understand it.
It's difficult.
Ang tagal ha to understand to decode it.
And also, Go Van Gogh says app na pwede niyang i-hack kung ano yung password ng Wi-Fi ng kapitbahay.
Are people still mooching off their neighbors?
Yes, they are. Ako feeling ko sometimes mabagal yung internet namin because wala pang password yung. Because I had to like reset my router.
Oh.
So wala siyang ano, anyone can just
hack it. You really
should put a password on that. You know why?
Why?
It slows down.
And not only that, your computers are at risk.
Oh, right.
Because the minute people can access your Wi-Fi,
they can
access your computer.
And your nudie pics.
And your scanned pics.
Okay, we will put a password.
Your screen caps.
Hey. You tell me how to reset my router because I don't know how. When we transferred homes, I don't have it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I need to reset it.
Sige. And also, you'll just need a ball pen. There's a little button at the bottom. You just press it for a long time with a ball pen.
Yeah,
but... And it resets.
No, but also aside from that, because you have to go to the setup page of the router.
I think
for
so.
For you to be able to put a password
a new
and everything.
Password.
Yeah.
A new password.
And then for you to change the name and whatever.
And also, I Am Alex E says, it's a gym app.
Okay.
Na nakadikit na sa treadmill. Mm. Para makita mo, nakalagay doon, yung huling tumakbo dito, bading.
Oh no!
Grabe!
Diba? So kunyari may crush ka na, tapos after niya tumakbo, pumila ka na sa likod. Tapos,
para lang malaman mo.
Pagkatapos niya tumakbo, then you
yung
you
huling tumakbo dito, may girlfriend.
Ganon. Yung mga ganon.
Pero nanto two time. Yung mga ganon.
Yun. Or yung huling tumakbo dito, may asawa na. Ayun. Mga ganon.
Oh.
Yung huling tumakbo dito, single, at may gusto sa'yo.
Ay! Nako.
Sa'yo naman.
Perfect.
No.
Tapos, Super Wobby says, it's an app. All you have to do is go to somebody's DP or profile pic. Tapos sasabihin nito, fake. Or pangit talaga siya. Parang it tells you based on the profile
pic. Parang truth finder.
If it's a real profile pic.
O kanyari, profile pic na torso, shirtless pero walang ulo.
Sasabihin
niya, pangit to or guwapo to, kaya ayaw niya maglagay ng face. It basically like analyzes the profile pic. What's the truth behind the profile pic?
He to the what?
Yeah, diba? Yung mga ganun. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 fantasy apps comes from, let's see here, comes from Camilo.
Camilo says,
Smellogram. So what it does is, it captures the picture of the food and the smell.
Oh no, it's like one step closer to smell-o-vision.
Yeah.
So as in, pag kunyari, nag-open ka sa Instagram, tapos may food pic ng adobo.
Oh, pwede
maamoy yan. Maamoy mo siya.
Oh. Oh, that's dangerous.
Oh, wow.
Right now, especially Yen si Camilo, I don't like following him on Instagram.
He has food all the time. Yeah.
Puro food, no?
Hindi, pero paano naman?
Masarap naman, no?
Feeling ko, if you come up with an app like that, people will come up with the devious ones. Like, they'll take a photo of like a toilet or whatever.
All right.
Well, yeah.
It opens up, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. Those are just a sampling of what we're looking for. So keep sending in your entries. The top 10 fantasy apps. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag fantasy apps.
Can we just greet him already just because I'm not sure what time he's flying back to Japan. But okay. Bon voyage to Astro Boy 069, who is flying back to Japan today. That's coming from your brother. PSGs. All right, there you go.
Also, hello to Ivan Berlongan, who I saw in Puerto Princesa yesterday. Yeah, we were on the same flight.
Nice. He was actually just saying it was nice to see you.
Yeah, hello to you and the rest of the security bangers. And he was so shy that he didn't really talk to me.
Baka kasi marami kang kasama.
Mm-mm. Okay then.
Baka na-intimidate sa mga
kasama.
Like ako kasi minsan na-intimidate ako sa mga tao na parang, ay,
anong itsura ng mga kasama mo?
One tao naman.
And we'd like to say good morning to Anton on his way to work.
Good morning!
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. It was a greet. So,
good morning!
RX greets.
Oh,
talaga, tignan mo.
Yeah, RX greets. Here we go.
It's the morning rush!
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. We are looking for the Top 10 fantasy apps. Thank you to Alan Ruiz for suggesting this.
Meron akong fantasy app.
Oh, sige. Sample.
You get to view the camera roll on people's phones.
Ay!
Without them knowing. Parang it's like, but these are like fantasy apps for just me.
And just not, for you. Not and not for everybody else. Not
for so that they can't do the same for you.
Yeah. Or you can read their DMs on Twitter.
No. That's why I erase all my DMs. Especially the incriminating ones. Because I know
you have incriminating DMs.
I do, and that's why, because we know that one person here on the show hacks Twitter,
and I wouldn't trust his intentions.
Oh, he's very bad.
Capital guys, si Chico.
So let's start off with let's see here. Did I include that?
Or parang ano Instagram, pero merong filter na X-ray.
Alam mo, fantasy ko yun when I was younger.
X-ray glasses.
X-ray glasses.
I love the idea.
Di ba mayroong ganon?
It's fake.
It's fake. I see that
the
on
ones
internet.
In magazines before.
Yeah.
Yung parang
glasses daw.
Sa comics, di ba? Di ba siya parang fantasy, X-ray glasses, it's not real.
Can't they come up with, I mean, if you can view through flesh, and flesh and muscle, is there no way to just
take off the clothes?
View through clothes?
Ay, nako, no, Kirby. I mean,
okay, just for the sake of science, is there a possibility, even the least bit, na this could be a real invention or app?
You do know you're having a manic moment.
Yeah, so, your point being?
Yeah. You have them 24 hours a day.
Exactly. You're just hearing about it now.
All right, so let's read some of the entries. OMGN says, plastic friend detector. Itatapat mo lang yung cellphone mo sa ilong ng friend mo. Tapos sasabihin na kung real friend siya o hindi.
Nice. Tapos,
baka lumiit ang barkada niya.
Actually.
Kasi makikita niya yung mga not so real friends.
No, cause I think...
Actually, ang gusto ko malaman, yung friend na kahit mag-away kayo, hindi kanya sisiraan. You know what I mean? Yun ang gusto kong...
Kasi, dapat okay lang naman mag-away kayo. Because, you know, that's
part
normal.
Of it, eh.
But
now, days, I don't know. It's just, parang I really think that almost everyone is capable of doing
it. At saka daming kwento.
Of course, I think everyone is capable.
Don't you hear it always, na parang yung kunyari, kahit sa showbiz, yung arch enemy, para they used to be best friends.
Yeah.
Di ba? Yung ang daming ganun.
But I'm okay with, kasi sometimes fighting is not, it's not something you can avoid.
Yeah.
Pero there's a special kind of I think, friendship where kahit magkaaway kayo, you know that you're friends eh. Though you would never you would never be the one to destroy each other.
Yeah.
You hate each other for whatever reason
parang
right
hindi
now.
Na kayo mag-uusap.
Ganun.
Or siguro yung at most na lang, yung pinaka-backstab nyo na is, ay, nakakapikon yun. Yung ganun. Yeah. Hindi yung parang...
Hindi yung magda-divulge ng
secrets
information.
Na, na parang tipo, ay, naku, nakakapikon yun. Gusto niya yung mga Jeje hot.
Yun. Ito, kahit hindi tayo nag-aaway. Dinadivulge mo eh.
At least you know
wait,
it's in good faith.
Wait, sino ba nagsabi sa yung kaibigan mo yan?
Good point.
Saka wait lang. Good hanggang point. Kaibigan lang ba?
Na friend zone ka na eh.
Ah.
alam mo nung wala ka.
Hindi mo binabackstab pero paharap yung saksak mo sa akin.
Nung nagbababay na kami ng Friday. So we were like, so todo kami. So finally, nagda-drama ako. Kasi yung bed yata.
Yung last song was Heartbreak Warfare.
Heartbreak Warfare. So yung alam mo yung nag-anak mo.
Yeah.
So finally, I go,
yeah. Goodbye, guys. We love you.
Tapos, ito sabi ko, we love you. Sagot niya, I love you too. Sabi ko, I said, we love you.
Rinig ko, I love
ano
you.
Ba yun?
Like, I love you too.
Gino, ang bilis, ano?
Diba?
Alam mo, ikaw, ah.
Ay, nako.
You're showing
it's,
signs.
It's ano, no, it's ano, knee-jerk reaction. Pag may nag-I love you.
I know.
Pag may nag-I love you.
I know. Ay, naku, we remember naku, the story.
Nako.
Knee-jerk reaction na.
Move on na tayo dyan. Delikado yan. From Chenong, Kuya Germs app.
Okay.
Pag in-on mo siya, hindi kanya hahayaang makatulog. May eye sensor. So kunyari, papasara na yung mata mo. Biglang
wala!
Triple yung sound magagaling. Walang tulugan!
Is that how he says it?
Well, I don't know. Paano ba?
Is it walang wait. Tulugan?
Parang TV!
Nakagulat eh, no? Matutulog ka.
I saw this status on Facebook. Yeah. One of our friends.
Yeah.
Sabi daw ni Noli De Castro during a daw, ha? Well, she's an editor of a daily. So I think it's real. She goes, supposedly, during an interview during the election. Mm. After the election. Sabi daw niya, like, there's this area. Let's say Pasig. Oh, balita namin. 70% na ang nabilang sa mga boto dyan. So, ilan na lang ang hindi nabibilang?
Tinaman mag-map eh.
Oh my God!
Tinaman siya mag-map ka ba?
Tinaman siya eh.
Oo naman.
Pero actually, if you ask me that, I want to know the answer. You know why?
Why?
Wait, what's 77?
70.
Ayan. That's why I can't answer.
No, but he's bihasa eh. And in Tagalog, it's the math more of.
Oh, okay.
Kung 70% na yun, no.
Bakit ba? Sabi niya siguro, ako na nga nagde-deliver ng news. Mag-math ka naman dyan.
Ako pa mag-math.
Ako mag-agawa. Ikaw naman.
Ang ano ko, naalala ko talaga yung, ano, yung nasunog yung, after a fire.
Uh-huh.
So they interviewed somebody whose house burned down.
And,
and her whole family perished in the fire.
Wow. Okay.
And the report, I'm sorry, you know, this is really sad, diba? It's really
sad.
Tragedy. Tapos yung unang tanong ng reporter, ano pong pakiramdam? and you know,
sa tingin mo.
And the lady just looked at her like,
really?
Sa palagay mo, ano?
Ang gusto mo sabihin, sunugin ko kaya
sunugin ko kaya mo.
Ang pamilya mo. Ano kayong feeling? Masarap.
Pero grabe, no? Buti na lang. Buti na lang the lady had...
Imagine mo kung si Vice ganda yung tinanong niya.
Kawawa. She wouldn't have heard the end of it.
Hindi, diba? Parang, yung, you understand na parang you're trying to get into their mind. Pero
you don't ask that.
It's so weird.
It takes a real presence of mind to be an...
Diba? It's such an odd thing to ask.
Ang sarap!
Buti na lang the lady had the decency to not like
say
explode
anything.
And ano na parang...
Hindi, kasi she's pero taken
the,
by
pero the look that she gave. Yung mukha niya parang... Bitch, please! Yung parang... Siguro... I give you one guess. Diba? Yung... Kasi parang mas nagme-make sense pa yung parang... So what do you do now? Or what's the first thing you want?
Or ano ang tumatapos sa isip nyo ngayon? Ngayong nangyari. Diba? It could be like that.
Pero hindi yung ano pong nararamdaman?
Masaya!
Hindi ko kayo. Sunugin ko pamilya mo. Halika dito. I'll ask you that question.
Pero, well, yeah. I guess rin siguro when you're in that high pressure, yeah. it's hard to...
Especially you're on cam.
Sometimes you don't even remember what you actually asked. Kasi you're so stressed out. And also, Maui Camacho says, top or bottom meter. Yung kunyari kung saan niya gustong matulog.
Sa bunk bed. Uh-uh.
I just bought a bunk bed for the Ayas.
Hmm?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uy, mahal ah.
Yeah.
It's pretty expensive.
But those are really fun.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun kasi may little hagdan.
Oh my gosh, may naisip akong pangalan for ano. Kung nagbibenta ka ng mga bunk bed.
What?
Bunko de Oro.
Bunko.
Bunko de Oro. Diba?
Tapos puro golden na lang. Golden bunk beds.
Or Tyra bunks.
Tyra bunks! Hello, ito pwede rin bunk of the Philippine Islands.
Oh, I can't.
Okay.
Do that, my tummy hurts.
Okay, we won't make you laugh. Okay.
Tapos yung store mo located sa bunkal.
Ang sarap patuhin ng kape.
Tapos matutulog tayo pag corny na.
Mad Matt.
Hindi kung ganun lang parati kang tulog.
Mad Matt Mark says, balak o meter. Ika-calculate niya how much alak you can take.
Right.
Three beers. So alam mo, bibigyan mo siya four beers.
Or pwede rin meron siyang alternate function na you'll find out if yung taong to may balak sa'yo.
Pwede, baliktad
naman. Diba imagine like you'll find out like parang kunwari, you see a random girl. Tapos parang you point the bunk. The, what is it?
Balak-o-meter.
Bunk-o-meter tuloy. The balak-o-meter. Tapos like you'll just find out na parang, uy.
Tapos nasa 10. 10 yung balak niya sa'yo.
Tapos nagkamali ka, natapat mo sa co-host mo. Tapos nakita mo rin, 10. 10.
11. Madmat Mark says, Tubero app. Isascan mo lang yung ad sa poste to determine if legit siya o hindi.
Maganda yan. Right. Pero ano, kung talagang Tubero hanap mo, you know.
Diba? Alan Ruiz says, you take a selfie. Tapos it calculates how many shades of white you need to be bago ma-inlove sa'yo si
Tubero. I like this app.
Diba? At si Alan Ruiz, ano ah, he's in the US.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what about?
So he knows his stuff.
He's in your, ano, baluarte mo.
Pero he's still Pinoy.
Eto, and the top fantasy app comes from Mash Plutonium.
Mash Plutonium says...
Okay, so remember, apps still include games.
Right.
So siya, meron siyang games. Dalawa. Yung isa, Temple Run, where you will be chased by your demonic binan. Hindi monkeys.
Hindi monkey. Demonic binan. Pero medyo synonymous na rin.
And the other one, Candy Crush.
Huh?
Candy Crush. Yung parang... yung parang...
Grabe, this one's so bold.
What?
So bold.
Please.
So, basta, parang ganun.
So eager to lose his job.
Hindi niya na, ano, hindi niya na-explain.
Baka tumama na sa lotto.
Oo nga, hindi ko nga. Nakapag-invest na eh.
Diba? May investment na siya.
Alright, so again, if you want to join us for the top 10 fantasy apps, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Fantasy App.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. The Morning Rush.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to Alan Ruiz for suggesting the top 10 fantasy apps. Ito very, very fitting to sa first news bit natin. From Isolated Box. Upload your picture together and it will tell you how long your relationship will last.
But would you want that though?
I would. Para sa simula pa lang, alam mo na.
Yeah, pero... I think I would still go against the odds. Like, especially if like, you really like this person. Diba? Parang would it really...
Pero to protect you from the heartbreak.
Kasi parang ano yan eh. Parang... Like Minority Report. It'll tell you of a pre-crime. Mm-hmm. Na parang of what this person can do. But it's not sure naman that, you know, the person
the
will
pre-cog
do
it. Would be... Parang ano? Cog.
Cog.
Kaya nga.
Precognitive.
What did I say?
Ay, naku,
may sinabi ba?
Grabe.
Grabe kayo, ha? May ay, sinabi ba ako?
Wala, but your snigger said it all.
What snigger?
Ay, ay grabe.
Grabe kayo, ha?
Chico Garcia.
Ha? Oh, precog. What?
Hey. Precog.
Kaya nga, precog.
Precognitive.
I know what it means.
Do you?
Yes. Yung pag masyado
kang... Do you
want
it to mean something else?
No, yung pag masyado kang na-excite, nakikita may future. Parang, wow.
That's not what it means. No. Not even close.
Di ba parang before you cog? Di ba meron... before your cognition.
Wag na nga.
Then, tayo na lang mag-usap.
Ay, diba?
Those of us who still value our jobs.
Whatever happened to that actress?
Those who don't want to blow it all away.
I love that. I love that creepy girl.
Water. Isn't that?
Which one?
Di ba siya sumikat? Si Precog.
No, I don't
si
think so. Si Precog.
I always found her so creepily
beautiful.
Beautiful.
Parang Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yeah,
yeah, but Bryce can be normal, pretty looking.
Who's the other one who looks like Bryce? The one I always confuse with Bryce Dallas. That other parang
Sienna, Jessica Chastain.
Yeah, there you go.
Layo.
Similar.
No, because of the
red hair.
Because of the pale beauty.
Oh, pale beauty, red hair, tapos that vibe. Cinco Wangtor says, an app that will make you happy. Pero for every 5 minutes, may kapalit na 10 minutes of sadness.
Ano yun?
Grabe naman. That's the paranoia of a lot of people.
I know.
Yenert says, an app to tell you where the damn remote is.
That makes so much sense.
Diba? Nice. OMGN says, an app, it's a game, actually. Magbibillards ka with your Dragon Balls. Yung mga bola mo, dragons. Oh. Ang pangalan, Dragon Veil Yards.
A little too much work for a laugh.
Diba, no? Mickey says, you upload the pic of the hot girl and it will tell you if she's 18 and above.
Oh!
Wait, but that's a useful app.
Oh,
no, kasi
marami.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that because you just find out if they're legal.
Exactly.
You don't want to get into trouble.
They pass themselves off as legal when they're
yes,
not.
Yes, they do. Tapos malalaman mo na lang next day pag nilabas nila yung uniform nila na high school.
Ay, nako. Diba?
Tapos biglang kamot ka na lang ng ulo tapos you never talk about it again.
Go Van Gogh says, the name of the app is Instalon. Instalon. Tapos, this is an app na mai-edit mo yung pictures mo for yung mga friends mo na laging fail sa jump shot.
Sa jump shot.
Yung lahat nasa taas na sila, nasa ground pa rin, papatalon pa.
Or yung pababa na sila kasi hindi sila tumatalon.
Parang, okay, so we were at the underground river in Puerto Princesa. Mm-hmm. And there was this lady. It's weird because she's not young. Mm-hmm. She wanted her own jump shot.
Jump shot!
Jump shot. She's, I would say, more than 40 plus. Mm. 45, maybe, and 40s.
Yeah.
And she wanted a jump shot.
But why not?
Hindi, mukha siyang parang siyang nag-leap, parang tinaas lang niya isang
kasi yung pa. Kasi wala talagang...
She doesn't clear the ground.
Oh, yun, parang ganun. Tapos what the app will do is, yung mga never lifted off, iaangat nila para kaya na jump shot.
Actually,
kasi diba there's always one no, na parang nakaganun pa
but
lang.
But that's the way you're supposed to do it, diba?
Just you bend, have to your, bend knees your knees.
Para yeah. You have enough time to look like you're really jumping.
Yeah, those are the ways to cheat.
Mm-hmm.
At saka, keep your camera low.
Right.
Para
makita
mataas. Mo talaga yung lift off.
Right.
They say, like kami nun, what we did was, syempre, puro mga photographer yung kasama ko. So, talaga alam nila lahat ng techniques.
Yeah.
Dapat nasa ground. Yung tripod nasa baba.
Tayo, remember when we were in summer?
Yeah, we jumped
off the pool.
So,
yung, it really
I saw
so,
that photo.
Yeah.
For so, yun as my picture, nasa
water.
Below, I mean, not below ground, but I mean, your body's below ground.
Ang taas ng mga talon namin.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took so.
Also, from Lilo Boy, Labas Ulo app. Ang gagawin niya, you just upload any... What? Can I finish the entry?
What?
Nagre-react na agad kayo eh.
What? Wala lang, parang laptop.
You're so funny!
Kasi the way I see it, parang nasa frame, tapos nakalabas yung ulo.
Hindi. So, mag-upload ka ng profile pic na
headless.
Shirtless, na headless.
Oh.
Ilalabas niya yung ulo. So, whether you like it or not,
lalabas
yung
ulo.
Makita nila yung...
Okay yan eh.
So, how you actually look like.
Sana maraming ganung app.
Okay.
What do you mean? Like
pero parang feeling ko magsasawa din ako. I want the mystery eh.
Ikaw pa talaga magsasawa.
Go Van Gogh says, poor square. Foursquare. Malolocate mo lahat ng hangout area na affordable. Wala kang pera.
Uy, okay yan ha. Hey, that's actually not a bad idea.
Kasi Foursquare, it tells you all the hot spots. Ito, hindi. I don't need it to be the hottest place. Pero yung affordable.
Just the most affordable places.
So, poor square. Kasi
but
wala kang pera.
That would actually fly.
Pwede.
As an app.
Pwede.
Right.
For ano parang budget, like your, if you're a budget
kasi,
traveler.
Huwag mo lang tawagin poor square. Kasi baka, you know, how
but
people
so
are.
It's so witty.
Oh, it is.
Diba?
Alam mo, that's the one thing I realized. When you're on vacation, you're in a resort. Pag bangit yung food ng resort,
it destroys everything.
It destroys it.
And minsan naman, regular resort lang, nothing special. Pero pag masarap ang food, maaalala mo siya.
Yeah.
And you'll go, you know what? Ang sarap ng food dyan sa resort.
Right.
Get a really good chef. And Anto says, merong app for housewives and mga kasambahays. It will just tell you kung saan ang pinakasariwang tilapia. Ang pangalan ng app, Tilap.
Tilap.
Tilap. It tells you kung saan yung pinakasariwang tilapia.
It tells you.
Tilap. And the top fantasy app comes from Mad Mutt Mark.
He says,
YouTubero. It shows you videos of mga tubero at work.
Parang alam ko may ganyan na yata eh. Hindi lang ganun yung pangalan.
Ano? YouTubero. Oh. Puro mga ano.
Situational videos of work.
Yung mga parang, hey,
parang,
there's a problem with your plumbing.
With your plumbing?
Yeah.
Tapos bilang, oh yeah, show me.
But ganun yung accent.
American eh.
American eh. Most of these films are produced.
Well, minsan may subtitles. Ibang language.
So what about
hindi, Russian.
Ah, talaga? Ah, yeah, that's right.
Diba, madami?
Yung mga repairmen.
Saka
mga,
sila lang ang nagkakaintindihan.
Yung mga East European.
Alam ko yung mga TV repairmen. Maraming ganun.
Yun!
Tapos mga phone line, ano.
Well,
usually
may
mga,
certain categories.
Usually kasi I think the educational videos, yung mga teachers and students, mm-hmm. That's the more Asian side.
Really?
Yeah. Ako, marami akong nakikita ng ano. Hindi, kadalasan nakikita ko. Parang sa Japanese teacher, tapos parang teaching the students.
Ay, oo nga. Pero yung mga medical,
meron.
American, no? Mostly American.
Tapos meron din yung mga, ano, massage, ano, mga, what is it, therapists?
Yes.
Yeah, because they teach you how to massage properly.
Oh. Really?
Oh, yun mga Americans.
Ah, okay. Ikaw, Del, ano ma-share?
Wala akong ma-share. I can't say anything.
Diba kasi may mga videos pa nga teaching you how to audition eh.
Ah, really ha?
Oh. It's so educational, the internet. I swear.
May madalas lang nafe-fake ka eh sa mga ganyan.
Oo, oh, no?
Yung mga supposed to be...
parang nag-audition as a talent tapos nakita
pero,
mo na parang, oh,
naku,
teacher to dati ah.
Oh.
Actually, student din yan dati.
Naging nurse pa.
Oo. Oh.
Diba? Naging ano pa, yung best friend's sister.
Hey, we're doing a show!
And or tweet us via twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Fantasy Apps.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, part 3.
What?
The news
yes, we
for
do.
The North American box office?
We do.
Alright, okay. I don't know. What do you think? Do you have time? Okay, let's do it. Let's do the news. Of course, this is what happened over the weekend at the North American box office. All right.
This is Delamar and...
Wait, you got it wrong.
All right, my name is Delamar.
My name is Delamar.
And I come to you with the news. And this newscast is about North America box North American box office
for the win.
America for the win. For the win.
Now I wish there was no law shooting your co-hosts when they aggravate you.
What?
Too much.
There's no aggravation going
good
on.
Good morning,
here.
Guys.
America, woot woot. America for
Hi.
The win.
This is Del.
I sound like Mira Sorvino in.
Romy and Michelle.
Romy and Michelle. Hi, my name is Doe, and this is the news.
Hey, I like this voice.
I know. Strangely, I like it better than your normal voice. It's funny sounding.
Next, talaga. When I think of babalik. Star Trek Into Darkness.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Sorry.
The newest installment in the classic intergalactic franchise blasted to the top of the movie box office charts. Earning $70.6 million in weekend ticket sales in theaters in the United States and Canada. The new 3D voyage for Captain Kirk and the crew of the Starship Enterprise knocked mighty Iron Man 3 into second place, while the Marvel superhero sequel still grabbed $35.2 million. The Jazz Age drama The Great Gatsby finished third, earning $23.4 million. Now, weekend ticket sales for Into Darkness failed to reach the level of 2009 movie Star Trek, which took in $75.2 million in the U.S. and Canada. But critics have embraced Into Darkness, which as of Sunday had earned an 87% positive rating on review aggregation website Rotten Tomatoes. Audiences responded with an A rating in surveys by CinemaScore. And if audiences are pleased, they will watch it again.
And one of the rare...
tell their friends about it.
Yeah, and one of the rare movies where critics and the popular vote...
Agree. Right.
But oh my God, in ano pala, si Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Yeah, no, Sherlock.
Sherlock.
Yeah, Sherlock.
He's so good.
He also played Stephen Hawking.
He did?
Really?
Yeah. And he's in The Hobbit.
Wait. Can I see the picture? Can I have my phone? It's on Instagram. Somebody had tagged me a picture of the three stars. Chris Pine.
Zachary Quinto.
Yeah, Zachary
and
Quinto.
Then and Benedict
yeah.
Cumberbatch.
Grabe si Benedict.
Si Benedict talaga on first name basis. Mm-mm. Really?
Well, you can just call him...
Bene is good,
for short.
Diba Bene is good?
Bene.
So...
Bene.
Good Cumberbatch.
Ay, nako. Chino. Bene. Really?
No, Benedict.
Can't find it now. But isn't he? Yeah, he played Stephen Hawking.
Alam ko Sherlock.
Stephen Hawking on
wow, napaka batak yeah. na Stephen Hawking.
He, his most acclaimed role include Stephen Hawking in the BBC drama.
There
Hawking.
You go. He really kind of.
And he was in The Hobbit. He's Sauron.
In The Hobbit.
On IMDb, I'm looking at his film credentials.
Yeah.
And as in The Hobbit, he's. The Necromancer, which is Sauron.
Yeah, Sauron.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Wow. Well, here, Iron Man 3 added to its blockbuster sales around the world, reaching 736.2 through Sunday for a global total of more than 1 billion.
Wow. Good yeah. job, Iron Man 3.
And that's just a month in theaters. Mm-hmm.
And this beats Avengers.
Oh, does it?
Does it? I think so.
Well, it is the second highest opening movie of all time.
Yeah.
Already.
Mm-hmm. The first one is Avatar?
Is it? No, Spider-Man.
Opening.
All right, but anyway, so go check it out. I will, definitely.
Oh my gosh.
Star Trek.
I'm not a fan, pero I swear, Chris Pine in this movie.
Oh, man.
Ibang level. Umibang
solid.
Level siya.
Ibang level yung...
Really? Yung blueness ng mata niya.
Yuni, yeah.
Ay, nako.
Promise. Grabe, diba? As in, parang,
and I'm not a fan at all. Pero talagang the moment mag-close up sa eyes, you're like, whoa.
What about the voice? Kasi the voice then for me.
Okay lang, pero the
I
eyes.
I like talaga Benedict Cumberbatch's
grabe yung,
voice. Grabe.
Sa pagdating in, sa voice, nilapa ni Benedict Cumberbatch.
Jeremy Irons level.
Oh, wow.
Ang ganda ng katawan, ng boses.
Yan.
Yan. Lalabas din niya to.
Hindi, ang ganda ng boses.
Ganun talaga.
Ang ganda ng boses.
Lazy... Pag talk show, lumalabas talaga yun to.
Check it out. Lazy Boy Tokyo says, you know the fan club of Benedict Cumberbatch? What
ay,
they're called?
Naku, what?
Cumberbitches. Seriously.
The Cumberbitches.
The Cumberbitches. That's pretty funny.
There we go. That's the news here on The Morning Rush. You got Chico, Delamar, and Gino. Hopefully, quirking up your Monday right here on Summer's Hottest RX 93.1.
Magtayo tayo ng Pinoy branch ng fan club ni Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah?
The Cutecumbers.
Cutecumbers!
Gusto mo? The Cutecumbers.
No, thanks.
No?
No, but I think after watching Star Trek,
yeah,
you'll love them.
Let's wait.
Sana ready na si Benedict Cumberbatch mag-mature roles.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you very much to, let's see here, Alan Ruiz for suggesting this. Let's start off with LS Dominique. Ito yung app na it will tell you the best outfit to wear for the day. And the title is Dressing App.
Hey, it's like, ano, remember
Dressing
Clueless?
App.
Yes, I remember.
Alicia Silverstone or Cher had a para computer app where it was her face and then it would just superimpose the clothes that she would pick.
Lazy Boy Takyo says, Scandal Video Archiver. Kino-compile lahat ng scandal videos ng mga favorite mong celebrities para hindi ka na mahirapan mag-Google each time you want to see.
Can't you save that?
I don't know.
You can't.
Is it like Twitter? Actually, I was thinking before, parang sana para siyang Twitter. You just favorite it
so that you para, can see it
but
over
you
and over.
There's none, is there? Like you can favorite a video tapos you can just go back to it. You can.
Bookmark.
It doesn't work.
It does for me.
I bookmark. Tapos when you click on the bookmark, lalabas siya parang...
I'll show you, but my microphone has to be turned off.
Diba?
It's here.
Really?
Yeah.
Sa akin, it doesn't work. Nakalagay parang not available or parang cannot find it or something.
Baka na-over mo na yung ano mo.
I don't know.
Ubus na yung subscription mo.
I don't know. Kiko Man Machine says, Insta-truth. When you see a picture that's been tweeted or Instagram, if you use this app, lalabas yung original.
Minus the filter.
Minus the filters, minus the cropping, minus the whatever. O kaya yung mga gusto mong malam, obviously may kinrap out siyang tao.
You wanna find out kung sino yun. Ay, nako. This is advantageous for people who are following you.
Ayaw nga.
Kasi nga. Daming biglang nakakrop eh.
You're the crop king.
You're full of crop.
Cut the crop. You can cut the crop. Tapos ano, lalabas yung original. Cristiano Reynaldo says, here's an app for mga fans ng Chicken Joy. Lung app, sir app. Diba? And Pajo Daip says, yung app na automatically iba-block yung mga nagte-text sa'yo na unsolicited bank loans and condo ads.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I get so many of this.
Me too.
Sobra.
At saka yung that you won or that...
Sa banks.
Hindi lang yun. Yung
or
ano,
yung mga ano, pa, si ano to, load, bagong ano, yun. Bagong number ko, papadala ako dyan ng ganyan.
Right.
Jason Robert says, yung pag nilalike mo yung in Instagram na food, lalabas siya magically sa phone mo at pwede mong tikman.
Wow!
Ay, wait. Yung food o yung nag-post?
Pwede rin yung nag-post.
Kung sinong mas delicious sa kanila.
Kung ganun lang.
Di si Yoga, ang daming makakatikim sa kanya. Uh-oh. Kasi diba, he likes posting
posting food. Dami ko na natikman.
Super Wobby says, yung you put, ano? You put the earpiece, tapos maririnig mo yung usapan ng mga nagbubulungan.
Oh,
right.
It's like wow.
It's like a spy gadget.
Yeah.
But they have that.
Camilo says, yung app na magno-notification, magva-vibrate yung phone mo, tapos magfa-flash, go na te. Pag lasing na yung boiler.
So it ready measures. Ready na siya.
Make your move.
But that's actually possible.
Make your move na.
If kasi you can detect the alcohol level in the blood, diba? Blood toxicity or something like that. So,
blood alcohol level.
Yeah, blood alcohol level.
Pero kasi, so, some people, kahit ang taas na nung blood alcohol level, hindi pa rin sila...
Talaga?
Oo. Depende sa tao, di ba? I don't think it depends on the blood alcohol.
Even sa size
nasa
mo.
Nasa tolerance eh.
One tolerance, second, your size. Actually, yeah.
You know how like some people, dalawang beer pa lang, lasing na. Iba naman, ang dami-dami na, okay pa.
Kasi like, a lot of girls are saying it's unfair.
Yeah.
Like, I remember a friend of ours from Australia, our friend, she was saying, when girls drink, pwede na kung sobrang tumador yung girl, they get intoxicated easily. So,
not
in the breathalyzer, you know, they get pulled over for it.
Yeah.
But guys, because they're much bigger, their tolerance
they
is higher.
They process it more.
Yeah.
Like over the weekend.
Pero
we did,
may mga girls din na mahirap lasingin.
Meron ka nabang tinry?
No, over the weekend, we had a bar crawl. And we had one of the celebrity couples was Troy Montero and Aubrey Miles.
Right.
So we went to like four bars. That's we had at the start. So if you took one beer
per
you would have had five.
Yeah.
And then Aubrey was saying that Troy had two per stop. So it was 10.
10.
But if you're to talk to him,
he was so normal. Yeah.
As in there's no, as
hello, have you seen him? He's like,
as if he didn't drink
anything. He's so well built.
Diba?
Easy.
No, you know what I mean.
Easy girl, easy.
Yeah, pero parang there's no buzz even. If you talk to him, talaga parang, did you even drink? And he had like 10.
Wow.
So I guess it depends on the tolerance. Eh?
Yeah. What a man.
What a man.
I must say.
I must say.
Ako si Poklong says, a new dance battle app. Mm-hmm. Ang title, Step App.
Step app.
Kylie Gayahan says, food tasting app. Lalagyan mo ng food yung screen check kung masarap o hindi.
Oh.
Ang title niya, Sarap.
Sarap.
Daming puns today.
Yeah, right? I know, right?
Camila says, an app that tells you if the one taking your nude pic or video will upload it in the future.
Ayun.
Anti-scandal app.
And there's a partner na app. Oh. An app that automatically erases all the nudie pics once you break up.
Mm. Camila, what did you do in Poland? Huh? What did you do?
I don't
know. In Zurich. And, in Poland, what happened?
Teacher Hale says, gaydar na app.
Okay.
With patola feature. Yung lalagay niya, straight.
Oh.
Pero papatol.
Patola.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 fantasy apps comes from Chenong.
Chenong says?
Very simple. It's an app that motivates you. Pag yung kunyari, you're down in the dumps.
Okay.
It will give you mga quotations that are very uplifting.
Yes.
Ang title niya, There's No Way But App. So,
pwede rin picker apper.
Picker apper.
Oh. Or, yan, yan.
App lifting.
You raise me app.
You raise me app.
Uy, pwede.
You raise me app. You raise me app. Uh-huh. O kaya yung, there's apps and there's dance.
Or you leave it app.
You lifted lift app.
Lifted app.
Or get lifted app. Get app.
Pero pag wala na talagang hope.
Pwede rin get that.
Hindi, pero talaga pag wala ng hope, give it up.
Give it up! No one to give up.
Or parang ano siya, parang isusteady ka lang niya na parang keep on going. Keep it up.
Keep it up.
Oh. Okay.
Mm, ang daming pwede.
Diba? Okay.
So the top 10 fantasy apps, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag fantasy apps.
I have one. Mm. Yung mga app na ano, parang it gives you things to be to inspire for.
Mm-hmm.
Libre mangarap. It'll show you pictures of cars, houses,
girls.
And ano ha, the hashtag boys. Is fantasy apps with an S.
With an S.
Okay. I see a lot of people fantasy app lang. So make it with an S.
Okay. Alright, we take a break.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, Top 10. Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. And it is time for the Top 10 for today. Thank you to Alan Ruiz for suggesting this. The Top 10 Fantasy Apps.
Hey, can we just greet Skinny Queenie 17, one of the Monster Scholars sponsored by the SG Rushers, who just graduated last March 10.
Congratulations!
Hey, congratulations!
That's coming from Joe and the rest of the SG Rushers. Also, can we just say happy birthday to Angel Pangilinan? That's coming from I Am Nari Boy. And hello to the Silent Rusher husband, JMS Pep. Good morning. And happy birthday as well to Kuya Joey Villar. That's coming from Derek Calabio. Ako si Vin Sama also saying belated happy birthday to Boss Leslie. And hello to Silent Rusher and happy birthday as well to Mary Carrill. That's coming from Kenkarots. Happy birthday. And to George Erico Banez, the dad of King. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And Butter Baby just saying happy birthday as well to DJ Gambit, who's also celebrating his birthday.
Happy birthday.
It's been a while.
Happy birthday, DJ Gambit.
So many celebrants today.
All right. So we've got our top 10 fantasy apps. Let's start off with Fishmark. The name of the app is Auring Meter. Ito yung ginagamit mo pag nagluluto ka ng sinigang. Kung tama na yung asim ng luluto.
Ay, nako.
The Auring Meter. Mr. Maria says, equal opportunity. ito yung malalaman mo kung love mo talaga yung tao. I-upload mo yung picture niya. Tapos, may lalabas na love ko to. Ibig sabihin, mahal mo siya. Ang pangalan, Paparapap App.
Paparapap App.
Love ko to. LS Dominique says, ito yung nagbablock ng mga yung mga posts from someone, either kaaway mo or kakabreak nyo lang, and you don't want to receive anything from them. It blocks everything. It's called the shut app.
Shut
app. You can yeah. shut them app. Master Jake says, yung magsasabi sa'yo pag late ka na sa trabaho or sa school, the hurry app.
Pwede rin yun.
The hurry app. Mr. Maria says, malalaman mo kung bading ang isang tao. Parang gaydar.
Oh.
Ang pangalan, Bottoms app. Tsaka yung pag umiinom ka kasi, ganun, papainumin ka, Bottoms app.
Basta something in the something way that, they drink.
Something about the way they drink. Shivana says,
why do I not believe you?
Oo nga.
Full Monty app. Titake mo na yung picture ng tao, tapos one click of a button, tada!
Yeah. Ay, naku!
Oh my God.
But remember, pwede rin gawin sa'yo yun.
Oo nga. Oh. Right.
Hindi, yun na nga. Ito yung mga app na dapat ikaw lang ang meron.
Oo.
Ay, hindi pwede.
Bakit? It's a fantasy app.
I realize
app.
when you feel good about your body, you wouldn't mind.
You don't care.
You really don't mind. Parang you're just willing to
okay
show
lang pala,
everybody.
Sige, everyone can have biglang cambio.
Mr. Maria says,
no, but even naman yata, even if you have a good body, you'd still, because like, your privates will be shown. Full Monty, diba? So yeah. It's everything. I mean, obviously, like, even if you had the greatest body ever, you wouldn't want everyone to see that.
Yeah, may mga tao pa rin ganun. Oh. They're still very, protective of their...
That they won't go...
Very modest.
All nude.
Wow. Sorry.
Okay. Well, nice shut up, wow.
May mga naisip akong mga celebs. Mr. Maria says, ito yung app na malalaman mo kung yung kakainin mong food panis na o hindi. Appanis. Huh? Japanese.
Ay, naku. Appanis.
And Anto says, para siyang Bejeweled or Candy Crush. Candy Crush ba parang Bejeweled? Yung match.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
Matte colors and...
Pero imbis na jewels, imbis na candies, different kinds of monkeys. Yung imamatch mo. Okay. Pangalan, matching. Diba? Oh, pero nice
different
yan.
Colored
mga apes.
Oo, mga apes, no. Diba? Matching.
Different colored monkeys.
And Cristiano Reynaldo says, ito yung app na sasabihin niya sa'yo kung yung kakainin mong apple may lason o hindi. O wala. Oh, Snow White, ganun. Apple the app.
Apple the app.
Mr. Maria says, sasabihin sa'yo kung, di ba like merong mga, yung mga GP...
GPS? GPRS kasi is a it's a type of internet speed.
Ay, sorry,
GPS
sorry.
Is GPS. Global GPS. Positioning
GPS,
system.
GPS. Di ba it tells you parang the best route to take?
Yeah.
Ito, it tells you the best route to take, not in terms of distance, pero in terms of
traffic.
Kung alin yung magi-green light.
Ah!
Wow, di ba? Parang galing.
But you know what? It's a better app? It'll tell you what's the best route to take sa panliligaw.
Ay!
Di ba? Parang it gets the behavioral pattern of whoever it is that you're dating.
So, kunyari ako, pag in-input ko,
sino ba gusto doon, maligawan?
Ngayon eh, pag in-input ko,
sige, sagot ka muna. Sige, sagot ka muna.
Siyempre, yung una doon. Ano?
Kasi ang lalabas doon, best route to take, lalabas doon, 3 cases.
3 cases of beer.
Yun ang best route.
Yun ang best route, di ba?
Hindi, pero di ba, imagine if they had that? Because there are so many points in when you're nanliligaw na parang, should I do this or should I do that? Yung right. Parang magpapamiss ba ako or do I make myself available?
All the time.
Di ba? Parang, it, and it'll give you like a kilig gauge na parang
kilig gauge
when you do this she'll get more kilig so parang
or parang oh that's too much na
na parang you're too available
pero parang it reduces the kilig when
kasi,
you get it
kasi you parang need yung the guesswork eh that's what makes it I guess
kaya pag siya reciprocate kilig na kilig kay kasi parang oh, I didn't expect that it would
kasi you don't know it it's the fact that you don't know what you're gonna get at the end of it parang does he like me does she like me as much
diba
oh may title na si Fishmark for that app the yung kung sang path ka mas okay
oh
Court of Appeals
Kasi court, kasi naliligaw. And
I wonder how it is, no? Kasi I've never courted anyone.
Yeah.
It must be so wild kasi girls are used to being approached.
Being courted, yeah.
But well, how would a girl court a guy?
I think girls naman have their own subtle ways.
No, but I mean the male style of courting.
At saka the obvious courting.
Yun.
But it's ano naman eh. I mean, now, especially nowadays, it's very different. Like, it wasn't like before na parang you had to go to their
flowers
house.
Flowers and chocolates. And,
now it's more of like, oh, let's hang out. I'll pick you up. You know,
I think the mindset
there,
kasi, if you like a guy, then you go get him. That's what's different.
Now naman, if you like a girl, you know, you pay for the meals, you pick them up, you open the door.
After a few years or a year,
you stop opening the door. You stop picking them up.
Oh, cab ka na lang, dear.
Pero you pay for the cab.
Oh, at least meron pa rin. And the top fantasy apps comes from OMGN.
OMGN says,
ito yung app mo for your favorite bands.
Mm-hmm.
Ang pangalan, App Dharma Down.
App Dharma Down.
So, ano lang, yung mga favorite bands mo, lahat ng mga information, nandun mo makikita lahat sa App Dharma Down. Nakakainis sabihin. The top 10 fantasy apps, you know what to do. One final hour, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. You can also tweet us via twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Fantasy Apps.
rx931.com.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, part 4.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Morning Rush,
Monster Radio RX 93.1, final batch of the top 10 funny apps. Thank you to Alan Ruiz for suggesting this. Let's start off with Ella Mariano, the Delameter. It will measure just how funny the joke is. The Delameter.
On a scale of 1 to Del.
Yon, di ba?
1 being the highest and Del being.
Alam nyo talaga, konti na lang. I will spill all your secrets.
And then, what were you talking about the other day?
What?
1, 2.
How very motherly.
Diba? Titigil ba kayo, ha? 1, 2.
Titigil ka talaga.
You know what? Gino, ang bastos mo talaga.
Bakit?
Ewan namin, maybe you were born that way.
Anong bastos?
Bastos ka talaga.
Anong bastos na sinabi ko na naman, titigil talaga kami.
No, you know what Cooper was doing? Naya ako talaga sa plane. Kasi he was so sleepy on our way back. And then he was like, you know, baba. I say, no baba. There's no baba in the plane. You'll fall to the ground. And he said to me, palo.
Talaga?
Yeah, and he doesn't say palo. Palo. Mm. Like he's angry. Mm.
Like he tries to emulate
when you are.
And whatever geek says, an app that displays your stalkers and sorts them according to hotness.
Ay,
malay mo, may hot ka na stalker.
Meron.
Or kung sino yung mga may HD sa'yo, di ba?
Mark Maniac says, Adele Inverter. Gagawin niyang happy dance songs.
Yung mga
kanta ni Adele.
Diba? Pero I think that could work.
It could work.
And I think I've heard it in a club before. Na parang they put a different bed.
Even the message is changed.
Not just the background. Kailangan broken. No, but diba, that's a really cool gay theme. Usually they make a heartbreak song into a dance song so that it's parang masked in a fun.
Chico's official anthem, Clarity, diba? I mean, it's
that's
supposed
your
to be a sad
anthem?
Song.
Yeah. Oh. No, I love
happy,
the song.
With a happy tune.
Super, I love the song.
Did you just...
What?
No, sorry. What
he
were
did
you
a
saying?
Mouth thing.
No, wait. Why is Clarity your theme song?
No, I just love the song.
But that's not your theme song.
No, not really. But
Did you like a Deborah Cox song before?
A what song?
Deborah Cox.
Yeah, somebody's not...
Why am I
not
surprised?
Isa pa yun. Sobra talaga. Yung,
no, he came from the States. Oh my gosh. Para siyang ano.
Kasi naman, if our love's insanity, why are you my clarity?
Because you're so stupid.
Whoa!
No, sorry. And that's not like you lang.
Not everybody
else. Not you lang. No, I... This is one of my... epiphanies while on vacation. Mm. We really are all stupid.
In what sense? To love.
When it comes to love. I mean, a lot of things, parang... Some people will judge, you know, parang, why are you taking all that? Mm. Or why are you with her? Or why are you
taking that lying down?
Why don't you take it standing up?
Diba? Exactly. You're supposed to stand
See,
up for what you believe
talaga.
In.
Alam mo, I was headed somewhere. You
what?
Derailed me with your perverted thoughts.
How is that perverse?
Salacious.
Can you please explain to me how that is perverse?
You know.
No,
you know
not
what
at
you
all.
Did.
Because what I mean by, you know, taking it lying down
Going
is you don't,
back to
you
my
don't have
point.
A
no, parang, diba? Aren't we all yeah. stupid?
Kaya nga, if our love's a tragedy, why are you my remedy? Or if our love's in Bonnie, why are you my Hemady?
Metro Manila lang ang peg.
Di ba? Puro streets lang ang peg.
Pala ko, why are you my Bailey? Sorry, medyo dated.
Anong Bailey?
Bonnie Bailey.
Oh, wow.
Kasi Bonnie.
So Bonnie Bailey.
Puma no, I was ever thinking after more like the Mandaluyong Bonnie.
Bonnie. Not Bonnie, but Bonnie.
Like Bonnie and Clyde. Yeah.
OMGN says, an app that tells you kung saan nagtatago yung ipis.
Ay.
Para mapatay mo.
But
that
just
would be everywhere. It would be so cool.
Can I say?
That specific one na pinapatay
what,
mo.
What, you killed a cockroach?
No, no, no. We were in a spa. And then I had to be really, really calm. Because there was a cockroach, a big cockroach on the wall.
Mm.
It was on the corner. Just nakita ko na siya. And then I was like, okay,
oh, no.
I have to make sure that the guest, the one I was with,
doesn't see it.
Because she's not used to the bugs. Mm. And so I was like, in Tagalog, I was addressing the attendants. I was like,
oh, why? What language does she usually speak ba?
Really? This is what we're gonna
no,
do?
I'm just
so
asking.
Again, you're derailing my story. Ganon. So anyway, I was
probably
like...
Probably American.
So I was like, miss, may ipis dun sa kanto. Ah, ma'am, di naman gumagalaw.
Okay lang yan?
And then I was like, are you
decoration
kidding me?
Po namin
are
yan.
You kidding me? If it starts flying and you're in the 30th minute of your massage, and then I was like, no, you have to transfer us to a room. And then, so she asked, like, what's going on? I said, oh, we're going to transfer rooms. Oh, why? I'll tell you later. Because I didn't want her to freak out.
Freak out. Yeah, yeah.
And then when we moved, and I told her, and she was like, yuck.
Oh. But their cockroaches are bigger than ours. But I think ours are dirtier.
No, ours are... Because that one was like maybe as big, a little bit smaller than my thumb.
Ugh.
Well, nothing worse in Madagascar. The hissing cockroaches.
Yeah, the hissing cockroaches.
Kiko Man Machine says, the app is called Uncut. Para lahat ng mga movies and documentaries, mapapanood mo yung...
Ako rin eh.
Kala ko parang ano, parang grinder. Parang uncut.
Ay, nako. Grabe.
Hindi, yung buho.
Para sa mga ano.
Yung buho.
Oh.
You don't call that uncut.
Ay, hindi ba?
O hindi, para sa mga nag-volunteer for Oplantuli. Oh.
Why?
Why? Para may detector sila, di ba? No, para,
alam mo, hindi mo kailangan ng detector. Lahat yun, volunteers.
At saka alam mo, dapat
naka-code. Hindi walang sapilitan sa pagtuli.
Hindi, tsaka remember, pag nag-ano sila ng Oplan, dapat it's a code. It shouldn't actually say what it's actually
really?
Trying to say. Oo, like kunyari.
But I always see Oplan tuli.
Hindi, parang sabihin ko like Oplan something. So kunyari, Oplan chicharon. Ganyan. For...
Kasi siya. Ay, naku, kadire.
Makikita mo, merong chicharon.
Kadire.
Merong chicharon stand sa
tabi. Sa tabi.
Yeah.
Or ano? Or Oplan pitaka.
Yeah.
Diba? Oplan coin purse.
Kasi sa, alam mo ba yan, si Rex Navarrete said that, like,
what?
Yung sa mga sinasircumcised,
gagawing
ginagawang, ginagawang wallet. Pero pag kiniliti mo, magiging malet.
Kakalabit-kalabitin mo,
bastos!
Magiging malesan na
siya. Bastos! Ay, naku, bastos.
Shivana says, Insta boobs.
Gusto ko yan.
Yung pagpapapicture ka, you take a selfie. Tapos,
it automatically puts boobs.
It puts boobs.
Ay, ayoko, fake.
Shez Ketron says, notification. Bilisan na lang natin, ha? Bilisan na lang natin, ha? West Eye says, Avicii app. It tells you kung I could be the one. O kung magfe-fade lang tayo into darkness.
No!
No!
Or ibang levels.
Hey, were you able to watch?
No. Si Gino po.
I did.
Gino. Yeah, I saw your Instagram.
It's awesome.
Blitzkrieg says, on all four square. Mr. Vader
hindi,
says...
Hindi, yun yung pag may nahanap ka.
Oh,
kasi minsan nasa ilalim ng
exactly.
table.
Oh, so parang, you're always on all fours.
Mr. Vader says, an app that gives you the latest in condiments. Ketchup. Ketchup. So you catch up on the latest condiments. Ketchup.
It's not like those Japanese food places. There's so many condiments.
Yeah. Even in Singapore.
Singapore.
My gosh, ang dami. Enzo Mig says, an app that would show you available parking lots. I mean, spots. Yung in a tells you, oh, turn right, turn left.
Actually, that would be really nice.
And what's it called?
Hindi, wala lang. Tapos isa naman, iwas huli, it tells you kung saan nagtatago yung mga MMP. Yogi, oh, last three. Yogi Bench says, an app where you dip your phone in the water and tells you how deep it is.
How deep it is. Because you dip it in the water.
Jerome says, yung, di ba sa Instagram may Instamood? Di ba?
Yeah.
Tapos parang ano siya, parang facial edition.
Kasi
it shows you kung bad vibes ka o kung good vibes ka.
Just by facial, ano, di ba?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It judges your face.
So Instamood.
Yeah.
Facial edition.
Yeah. And the top fantasy app comes from Ridiculous.
Ridiculous says.
App to na nagsasabi kung sino yung mga badidang na nasa closet pa. It's called the Apparador. The Apparador.
Because they're still in the closet.
Oh, what about us?
Well, I already gave mine.
What was yours?
I had a lot that, like, you could check out their camera roll without them knowing. You could read their direct messages and the libre mga rap. Or pwede rin ano, it gives you ano, parang, because ang daming brapanese dito, diba?
Oo.
Yeah. The brap anise. It'll tell you lang where the closest brapanese person is.
Ako gusto ko lang ng ano, ng alam mo yung app na when someone's late for a meeting or a date or something, a get together, you turn on the app tapos it measures
how
the
far
truthfulness.
They are.
No, the truthfulness of their excuses.
Their statement.
Yung nasiraan ako tapos that's a lie. Gusto ko na ganun, para lang mahuli tayong lahat. I would like that.
Or ano? O sa bagay, you can do naman kasi share your location now.
Yeah.
Like when somebody texts you na, I'm in, ano na, I'm on EDSA, blah, 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 blah.
Sige nga, ano nga, picture.
Diba, or mag-foursquare ka.
Or FaceTime. Yeah.
Or FaceTime.
No, but like with certain chat apps,
you
can...
Chat app!
Oo, pwede rin yun.
Pag ayaw mo siyang kausapin, chat app!
Ouch, ouch, ouch. Alam nyo kayo, you're gonna get me in so much trouble. Chat up.
Ano ba?
Para kay mahal yun eh.
Any Insta.
Chat up.
Any Insta. Insta la ba? Insta kore.
Insta kore.
Takore.
Kettle.
Why would you get an Insta kettle?
Why would you need an Insta kettle?
I don't know. You want instant cows.
What?
What?
Nothing. Skip it. Forget it.
Never
mind.
What do cows say?
Moo.
Insta.
No! That's not what I meant. Akong baboy mo.
Eh, mali ko ba? I'm so used to you kasi.
Hoy, don't talk to him about his weight.
Oh!
That's your payback, ha? Kanina pa.
You. Hindi, porket buntis ka, pwede di ka pwede tulakin, ha?
Itulak.
Itulak? Ano na rin yun? No, whatever. What I meant by, kasi di ba ketel? Oh, edi.
Ah, cattle!
Huh? Anong kettle?
Cattle!
Ay,
naku. Nakakainis! Ay, naku, tama na. That's it. Chat up.
Let's go.
Tsaka kettle, kusan yung printed? Kettle.
You're so annoying. I don't know why I put up with this on a daily basis.
It's a Monday. All
right, we gotta go.
It's a Monday. Hey, tonight the RX concert series happens at 7 o'clock with Francesca.
Yes,
it's gonna be Zendy. Wait, Zendy.
You know what she got to do,
band.
Right? She got to sing with Jason Mraz.
Yeah, lucky
she sang
puggy.
Lucky.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, anyway,
and she got lucky to sing enough. I mean, lucky enough to sing.
So make way sila sa liit.
Liit. Ay, nako. Drive-through coming up next.
Liit. Okay, we
goodbye.
Gotta go. Bye, guys.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.